The Traveler's Journal, February 23rd. Admiring Poland's capital of culture. After a century of hard winters and autocratic rule, exuberance has returned to the streets of Krakow, a great city in south-central Poland. In fact, Krakow has regained all its former glory. Sandaled monks still glide through the sunny square of Europe's largest medieval marketplace, deftly dodging self-assured university students and stylish shoppers. Vendors sell savory sausage, bread, and fresh vegetables, and stalls along the shadowed arcades display translucent Baltic amber and bright-painted wooden angels. For 1,000 proud years, Krakow was the hub of Central Europe, the ancient seat of kings in the Carpathian foothills. The palatial homes of royalty and Renaissance merchants still line the streets inside the old city. Even after Poland's capital was moved to Warsaw, her princes were still crowned in Krakow's cathedral, and her kings buried along the River Wisla. This is a city that puts its faith in art and architecture, in God and in grace. But endless armies have also marched this way, from 13th century Tartars and 17th century Swedes to 20th century Germans and Russians. The old city's splendid monuments have survived intact and are now ranked by the UN among the world's most important historic sites. Krakow's citizens have been through painful transitions, but they again control their own destiny. Governments may come and go, but Krakow's creative, exuberant spirit endures. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.